Foreman here with Dana McKay and James Berlander. And now let's go to the hotline and bring in News Radio WFLA aviation and market expert Jay Ratliff. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. Again, the website is daytradefund.com. Jay, lots to discuss. So we got some more economic data towards the end of last week. The GDP number for the last quarter was much better than expected. The expectation was 1.5%, came in at 2.4%. And then we got the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, which is a reading on inflation that's closely followed by the Federal Reserve. And that came in better than expected as well, showing that inflation, including core PCE, which takes out food and fuel prices, which could be a little bit more volatile, continues to trend in the right direction, not at the target that the Federal Reserve is looking for, that 2% target, but moving that way. So overall, last week, a pretty good week of economic data.
Gave a lot of optimism to a lot of investors. And that's one of the reasons when we start talking about, you know, the Fed's objective through all of this, Ryan, has always been, let's try to have a soft landing on this crisis where, you know, the economy just doesn't come down punk on its head. And we have a lot of economic aftermath with regards to the consequences. And so far, we appear pointed in that direction. But because of the fact that this is being discussed so, and we are getting some indicators that things are moving in the right direction, slower than some would like, but certainly moving in that direction, there's some individuals that have taken that as a sign that, hey, there's no inflationary worries, there's no recessionary worries, there's nothing really to worry about right now, other than the fact that the market's going to continue to go up. And that's what's bringing a lot of people in with cash from the sidelines. And when you look at the future trades that are being placed, when you have people that are betting on the market going up, hedging in case it goes down, we're seeing a lot more money being pushed on the side of the market going up, and very little, by comparison's sake, for those that are expecting any sort of a retraction on the market where they might be hedging some of their bets. And that's dangerous, because when you have that kind of overconfidence, you have people that are borrowing money, putting it in the market. You have people that are putting cash in there that should be left on the sidelines in case any stocks go on sale. So I think sometimes that narrative is working against us. And I don't want to be somebody that's pessimistic, but I certainly want to be cautious. And I think this is a time to be more cautious than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, when you take a look at consumers and the spending that we're seeing, that remains strong. But you do have indicators that things are slowing down a bit as well, which is what the Federal Reserve wants with these interest rates. I mean, wage growth has slowed quite a bit. And then we'll see what happens with the July jobs report, which is coming out this week. Tell us what analysts are looking for, the headline number that they're expecting, a bit lower than what we've seen in recent months.
It is the latest, and this is going to probably change a couple of times before Friday at 8:30. They're looking at about 200,000 jobs being added. That's what they're expecting. Of course, we came off of June, which was the first time in, I think, 15 months or so that we actually fell short of expectations with that. So it's going to be interesting to see where things are going. And, of course, the Fed, with the interest rate hikes, they understand that the aftermath and the result of their actions is going to be to slow the economy down. And we have a lot of CEOs that have been talking about in some of the latest earnings reports that they expect a slowdown as we approach the end of the year that may even carry into the early to mid part of 2024, and then seeing things start to recover from there. So there's certainly a period of time over the next 8 to 12 months that we're looking at the very real possibility of a little bit of a reduced speed here as far as the economic engine of the country. But everything, again, seems to be, at least at this point in time, pointed in the right direction. And we'll see exactly what happens on Friday at 8:30 with the jobs report to see if that is also in the good news column.
And then the interesting part of all of this, when you take what we were just talking about, all the economic data, and you take a look at the politics of all of this, is there a lag happening here where, you know, public opinion in terms of the economy starts to shift? Because there was another poll out just the other day that came out. I forget which polling company had it, but Biden had really low numbers when it came to the economy, super low numbers. So does that start to shift as people maybe feel the economy is in better shape than where it had been a year ago, or does that continue? So you've got the data part, and then you've got the feeling of Americans, the feeling of the public, and how that impacts politics, which is big, obviously, going into an election year.
Well, you know, political careers are either made or broken many times on the economics
Yep.
of a family. And I think as we continue, it's going to be interesting to see if things start to move in his direction a little bit with regards to things getting better. Because the bottom line is, regardless of the headlines, regardless of what people are saying, it's when you're at the kitchen table balancing the checkbook
Yeah.
that you really are able to determine how you feel about the direction of the country, the economy, and your own individual lifestyle. Of course, some people are taking a step back from a quality of life standpoint, working less so they can enjoy life more. That's okay. But when it's being thrust upon you, when you don't want that, and you find that your money's not going anywhere near as far as it did before, you want to hold somebody accountable,
Yeah.
somebody responsible. And that many times are the elected officials. And well, time will tell if things start to pivot in the other direction.
News Radio WFLA aviation and market expert Jay Ratliff with us this morning. You can find him, of course, online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, we'll talk to you again on Thursday, and we'll preview again that July jobs report. Also, some more earnings reports coming out this week. So we'll have a lot to discuss in a few days. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Looking forward to unpacking it with
Yep.
you on Thursday, my friend. Have a good day.
All right.